I was listening to John Mayer 2 days ago with my brother. He was on a podcast. And the thing that stuck out to me was he said, when you're writing, when you're making music, you have to be able to live off of the moments where it works really well.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be long periods of time where nothing works.
Welcome back to Just Weirdly Blended. Just a Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm a Tom. And we're from Arkansas.
Arkansas. I would love to have.
My family's from Arkansas. My dad's family's from Arkansas. Oh,
but you guys don't have accents.
Big shout.
Well, my grandma kind of did. A little bit.
My grandma has like a Hispanic accent, sort of.
Nice.
Hey.
She's a chola.
Hey, come here, Jesse.
Shit. Oh, man. How's everyone doing? No. How you doing?
How are you guys? Hello? I'm doing good. Really good this week, actually.
Yeah, it was a good week, man.
I'm flying high, man. We got our... So last year, I talked about winter data. I know you guys love it when I talk about teaching data.
Yeah.
It's one of your favorite staples of the show.
Look forward to it every year.
Every year. What's the update, Tom? Come on. Give me the juice.
How are these kids doing?
Well, generally, kids are doing pretty well. Every time... Like, I'm a very negative-focused person when it comes to myself. So, like, when I first get the report back, I'm looking at it and like, oh, boy. I'm not going to worry about it this year. Last year, I really beat the hell out of myself, and everything turned out great at the end of the year. This year, I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, like I can see areas I need to like improve. Yeah. Like that's what data is for. But generally, feel pretty good.
Yeah.
And but then I look at like the principal gives us this report. I look at like the percentage rundown, and there's one column that like I did not like my number in. It was like way off from the average. I'm like, what the hell? And so like, but so I'm expecting like to have this conversation and be like, very bad.
Yeah.
You're bad.
You're doing terrible. Like you need to fix it. Yeah, like
you're ruining the world.
These kids are pretty stupid right now. Like,
yeah, right. Your kids are dumb, and it's your fault.
That's what that number is.
No, like, and I know that they're a very smart little group of kids, and they worked really hard, and they did well. I mean, like, I'm like, no, I know what they know. Like,
yeah.
So anyway, but it was not that at all. Like, our principal came in, she was extremely happy. She was extremely like, you guys are rocking it. Like, keep it up. This is what I want to see. And she like went through every one of our pieces, and she's like, she kind of made me look
at like the all overall, of us.
Like you
picture.
Can see who moved from like a low group up.
Yeah.
And like all of us, like the movement was moving the right way. Like every kid was like going the right direction. She was very happy, and I was very happy. And then we had our news of, you know, we're working with Magic Mind on the podcast.
Yep, for sure.
That was like, I just am.
It's right the, in the high.
The bad part of life, again, like we talked about, where it's so many good things are happening. Like, someday I'm going to hit a time where nothing good's happening. And you just got to. But I was listening to John Mayer 2 days ago with my brother. He was on a podcast, and he was kind of talking about.
Oh, I thought you guys were just listening.
Oh, no.
Just jamming out to John Mayer, John Mayer's awesome.
We were talking with John Mayer.
He's a great guitarist.
He's an amazing guitarist, and it's really fun to listen to him talk about his like methods of working with making music and stuff, because he's just very honest, I think. Like, for as good as he is and like where he's at, he will talk very openly about the process. And the thing that stuck out to me was he said, when you're writing, when you're making music, you have to be able to live off of the moments where it works really well.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be long periods of time where nothing works. And you've got to be able to take those, you know, moments in time where things are really good and live off of that.
Yeah. You can apply that to anything.
And like, you can apply that to your life. I mean, that's not just music. It's like John Mayer. You just coined a whole new like idea for the world.
Put that
like,
on a shirt.
John Mayer says, live life by those moments where things work.
Yeah, live life by those moments where things work.
Turn it into a long-ass acronym.
A little quote.
Yeah, John Mayer.
John Mayer. And then it has the quote here, and then I'll say John Mayer.
Yeah.
That's a cool way to look at it.
It was a really cool thing, and I like totally hit. I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. Because like
that's funny, because like I was thinking about this on my – I was in Spokane for a couple of days. And I was thinking about like, I was, you know, you on long drives, you just think about crap.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was trying to, I would reflect on like kind of past things.
Sure.
And I was like always stuck. Before I would always just think about that stuff and it would like eat at me.
Right.
I'm a bad dad. Like I'm bad husband or whatever. Like the little mistakes I made, you know,
right.
in the past, kind of like with the little different from what you did, but you know, same concept.
Yeah. And, right. Right.
And I was like, how do I move away from that? You know,
that negative self-talk. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of like that quote kind of.
Sure.
You know, makes sense yeah. now.
Take like the good moments.
Take them.
And live on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
While things are down.
Because you know they're going to come back.
Yeah. And we've talked about that before too. The like the concept's flow. Always there. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Life isn't static.
Yeah.
You're going to have highs. You're going to have lows. So live in that average. But it's hard to do sometimes.
No. Yeah. For sure. I know. For me, that's how it was like that. Like mm-hmm. it still is now and then. But like you said, right. even for you, like you'd see a mistake and you'd be just like,
fuck. Yeah, absolutely.
You just it'd eat at you,
right?
And then you'd wait for that bad feedback because you're thinking, I failed. That's how I right. like with work for me when I have my like moments with my like my boss. It's like it's gonna be bad,
right?
You know, and then right. it's all of a sudden, no, you're doing great. Let's you know like keep it up and
right.
things are looking really good and
yeah,
it's like. Okay. Maybe. All right. Yeah. So it like, feels yeah. good, you know?
I knew I was good. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, for sure.
That's and a cool thing.
I think the hard part, I know for me, like I've been doing pretty well this year. And I've talked about openly, like I'm on venlafaxine, which is an anti-anxiety. That's helped a lot. Magic Mind, if you're into Magic Mind and kind of natural ways to make yourself feel healthy and better, Magic Mind's a good way to do that. Little shot you can take.
Yeah, daily shot.
Packed full of vitamins, packed full of, there's a whole bunch of, look at into it. They got a whole website, makes a lot of sense. Like
yeah, magicmind.com.
Tons of great things. You'd find a lot of teas and things all packed into one little drink. So those help a bit. But it's that mindset. When you get when your mind kind of takes over and you just can't pull yourself out of that feeling. I've had those days last year, like every day I was waking up and just like in your gut, you had that feeling of just like, almost depression, like
yeah,
you're just like
sure.
there's something off and you can't seem to fix it. I was so anxious. Like I was telling my wife, I would have, she does this in her arm, I do it in my butt. Yeah. it's like the weirdest thing, but like ever since I was a kid, okay. I would get that feeling in my glutes, like you want to run away from it, like almost it's like not a physical tingle but almost like a mental tingling in your muscles,
yeah,
where it's like very unpleasant, and if you let yourself think about it too much, you almost want to run out of your own skin.
Yeah.
And I think that's what do you call that? Not metaphysical, but like a whatever the word is.
I don't know what the word
like
is.
A symptom of like anxiety.
Yeah.
So I haven't really had that this year, and that just shows me how off my brain was at that time.
Yeah, I get mine in like I think my chest.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden I'm like. Like you know, you just feel it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I think that's what mine is.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hate it.
Yeah, it's the
but
worst.
I haven't had like you said. You like it's not a feeling I've had.
Right.
I don't know. This year's just been.
Yeah.
This year, like I'm not 2024, but you know, even 2023 was. Like, I mean, it was good. Like,
yeah. Right. And I tend to look at years like the school years.
Yeah.
Teaching. That's what we do. But.
And yeah. I just work all year.
Yeah,
unlike Tom here.
I'm a loser.
No, but, you're not. But no, you know, like,
but yeah,
but having that like self, you know, being self-deprecating,
yeah,
you know, like you
yeah,
know being right. down on yourself all the time right, and stuff, right. like that feeling is it's good not to feel that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's, you know, like you said, you got to ride that when you are there.
Yeah.
And just remember that in those moments when you're feeling like crap that it's not always going to be that way. You, right. you know, you'll get out of it.
Absolutely.
Just remember what it did feel like when you got up. You know what I mean?
Definitely. It's yeah. Just, yeah. You got to, yeah, that memory, like you said,
yeah.
like you go through it enough and you remember, okay, it's maybe bad. It gets better. You
yeah.
know, it always does.
You know, be like AI. You got to be self-aware.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Always learning, always reading.
Well, you got to be self-aware of like certain triggers that you've started finding that,
yeah.
oh shit, I'm starting to feel away. Like
right.
for me, like it's like mine are random. Like all of a sudden I'll feel like annoyed by something, and instead of like before, if I'd feel annoyed, it'd set me off or
so
something.
You're I'd recognizing get like early warning signs,
yeah,
like so the little red lights going off, and you're seeing.
Yeah, I can feel how I am, and I'm like, okay, because I know afterwards it's like, you know, I got upset at the dogs, or I got upset at, you know, not the kids, but like upset of something stupid not working or something dumb.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Kids so, would be a good one. But.
Yeah. Yeah. The kids, I mean, I get upset, but I don't like sit there and beat them and fucking yell at them and stuff. But
what'd you, know, you like, do the dogs?
The dogs, I punch them out. No, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah. But yeah, the kids do sometimes set me off. But, you know, like you find these early warning signs and then you just kind of like take a step back. That's what I've been doing is like if I do, when it does come every now and then, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you take those breaks before it gets too big.
Yeah, I used to get involved with the kids. They would be fighting about something stupid, and it'd annoy me, right? Like I'd be like, okay, come on, can you guys knock it off? I don't say fucking, but like, can you guys knock it off right now? Like this is ridiculous,
right?
Or if they're, you know, I'm starting to do the I think Alicia kind of taught me to just let them deal with it.
Yeah,
which was hard for me to do because I always
get involved. To ignore it.
Yeah, and that's hard for me. Like that was the hard part. So when I do hear it now, now it's just like, well, whatever.
Right,
they'll be fine. I don't hear anybody crying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right, right.
But before I was before I was just I would just hear it and I'm, you know, I'd jump like, hey, what are you guys doing? Come on, man, I'm trying to work. Or but you know, it's like, why am I getting upset? Like. Over something stupid.
Sure.
You know, but so yeah, being self-aware, I think that's an important thing.
It's a hard one.
It is hard.
But yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm impossible. I think I'm getting better at it.
Well, yeah. Well, like you said, you know, I think for you, it's probably like that. Without knowing it, you're probably maybe something's going to get you and you move and do something different.
Yeah.
But, you know, change, yeah, you know, right, something right, that right. just alters your thought in that moment.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a big thing. Like you said, triggers, you got to kind of be aware of those triggers, like what's going to set me off and make me just not feel great, and then learn how to deal with those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know,
set me off,
you know, get out of that environment for a minute.
Yeah. 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 Sometimes you got to walk away. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah. Take a breath. Yeah. Right.
Take a breath.
We teach kids, you know, step away, take 2 minutes, breathe.
I know.
Chill.
Think and choose. That's what we told JJ.
Yeah, think and choose. I like that. Think and choose, bro. It's up to you.
You want to go down that path?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go?
Deadly path of none but drugs, whores.
You better clean up your room. You'll be on drugs and fucking hoes within minutes if you don't clean this room. That's really the trajectory of life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's like, so wait a minute. My life will be awesome. Actually, if I don't clean this room.
I'm going to get into the habit of making him like start cleaning the dog poop and stuff.
Elliot's supposed to do that too down in the basement.
I need to start doing that.
So he tore all the carpet out of the basement because it just is like a dog poop rag at this point. So we tore it all out and now it's just concrete down there and they still piss and shit all over it. So it's like, I'll clean it up for like a video game a month. I'm like, shit, yeah,
okay,
deal. Oh, well, I meant in starting in February. Well, here we are, what, 5 days into February?
So JJ likes, you know, like he'll want to do things to get money, but if I throw that out there, he's like
picking up the dog poop. Like, that one he's got to pick up. But then, like, they don't
I got four dogs you got to pick up. Oh, yeah. Well, you got 44 dogs.
Yeah. Like, tell me your problem, bro. Like, all right, we don't literally have 44, but we've got like 10 all the time. We foster dogs. Yes.
Yeah.
No, pat on the back. Yeah, we save lives, but it's a lot. Thank you. Yeah. It's a lot of poop. A lot of poop.
Oh, I got
The soggy poops right now. So we have, like I said last week, we've got a ton of concrete. We were walking out this morning.
Stop listening.
Yeah, for those who, the children leave the room. Just liquidy poops all over the concrete. I'm like, guys, I know you got to walk 30 feet. Yeah. I'm so sorry about that, but can you get off the concrete?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never.
I hate, dude, after it unfroze, there was so much.
Oh, anyway. It's so gross. You guys, dog poop.
This dog poop, am I right?
All about dog poop. Everybody can identify with dog poop unless you don't have a dog.
But yeah, then yeah,
you're
yeah. like,
you're satanic or something.
My brother-in-law, Jaime, he started making his dogs go in a certain spot.
That's smart.
That's the only place they can go pee poop.
Could you imagine putting a dog toilet in but outside? Like, that'd be cool. Little kiddie pool with like a suction in the middle.
Otis, my dog Otis, he would do it.
He would. Yeah, yeah. Garden actually, gnome?
Actually.
Garden gnome, you do it.
I do got a thing that kind of bugged me a little bit.
What's that?
And I get, so. So a few, like about a month ago or something, my neighbor across the street, he had put signs on his fencing.
Yeah, right.
The neighbor next to me, there's this other person that walks their dog. They'll let their dogs go shit in the, and then they don't pick it up, right?
God.
So it's okay. Your dog shit, pick it up. That's cool. Whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I've seen dog poop out there lately. I don't know. Whatever. So one day there was a fight between the neighbor across the street and my neighbor next to me, right? I don't know what was going on, but he was like, bitch, stop talking. You know, like his argument was he didn't have one really, right? Stop, you know, worry about your own thing, blah, blah, blah. Don't talk to my kids, this and that and the other thing. You know, like, I'm like, well, I look out these windows all the time and I know you guys let your dogs go out to the bathroom. Like, whatever. Yeah,
it is their thing. They're going to their property to take shits.
Yeah. So my pet peeve is the other day I receive a text from my neighbor. He's like, hey, your dogs, they shit in my yard. You know, like in the rock, he's trying to put this drive path. So he has a little pile of rocks right next to, like, it, you know, right
I've,
there.
I've seen it. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So my dogs had pooped on it. Right. And then he goes, and then the pug, he pooped on top of this concrete. And I was like, yep. I didn't want to, but as soon as I read it, I was like, no, that's Otis. That's my dog.
I'm thinking he pooped on an object. Yeah, that's him.
But so his message though, right? Like, really fucking annoyed me.
Yeah,
like, so, you know, you get those triggers, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the ball's on the guy. This is what he says. This is what he says.
Jesse, you might need to get a temporary fence, or just or start taking the dogs out on a leash. The poop is starting to get a bit much with the four dogs. That rock pile in the front of our driveway is covered in it, and the pug likes to poop on top of the concrete blocks in front of my house and in the back. I would appreciate it if you or one of the kids cleaned up what's on the rock pile and the blocks in front of my lawn next to the rocks. I am still planning on getting a fence up this summer, but in the meantime, I hope you're good with coming up with a solution, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it pissed me off, all right? It annoyed me because he was, you know, literally doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, okay. And I was like, all right. Yeah, no. Because I didn't know they were pooping on that stuff.
Sure.
And then he made it seem like it was like a shitload of poop.
Yeah.
And mind you, it's not four dogs, because if Rex went over there, there would be a lot of poop. Rex doesn't poop over there. He's a good boy. He knows where he goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So him saying four dogs really.
Not true.
Not true.
We're talking three little dogs.
Yeah. So. But he's that neighbor that, you know, lets their dogs poop in other people's
yards. Everybody
else's. So why are you saying something, right?
So this is a problem because it happens to your property.
So I was getting pissed off, like, man, why is he being a bitch, dude? Like,
yeah.
Why don't you just come talk to me or let me know it's piling up?
Because he's a bitch.
If you say piling up, you seems like it's just.
I've ignored it enough.
Now I need you to pick it up, right?
Right.
So, and I said, oh, yeah, for sure. I go, for sure. I definitely don't want to be that guy. I didn't know they were doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was me in my mind taking a shot at him for being that guy, right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to be that guy. Yeah. Because he's that guy.
Right.
So I went to go out and picked it up. Bro.
Two pieces?
Yeah. Yeah. Three. There was like, so I have Chiweenies. They're little fucking dogs. You know how big their poops are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they're tiny. So they're on the rock pile, there was two little piles there, maybe three. And then on the concrete blocks, there was just one on the front. And then in the back, there was nothing.
Yeah.
There was mud that he thought was poop, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I ain't touching that. Like, so I was like, whatever.
Right.
I picked it up. I didn't tell him. I was going to tell him, but I'm like, fuck him. I don't fucking. You know what I mean?
Right.
I ain't checking with you, bitch.
But seriously. Like,
but so I don't know why I got so pissed. I was like. Like, I wanted to fuck him up. Like, I was pissed. Like, if he came out, like, I was going to say something to him. Like,
yeah, this is a lot.
Like, I'd just rather you just come to me.
Yeah, right.
Say, hey, your dog. I noticed your dog pooped in my yard. Can you just maybe.
Yeah.
Can you clean up? Or like, don't let it pile up.
Or just say, like, hey.
And then come at me.
Like, I took care of it. Just let me know your dogs have been coming to my yard and going to the
bathroom. The way I read into it, like, it felt like more he was coming at me, telling me.
Well, the funny thing is,
I don't appreciate
he
it.
He was treating you the way that he treats, like, everybody else. And that's not the right way to say it. But
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
he's upset with you for something that he actually does to everybody in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. I don't purposely do it.
He lets his dog go, yells at the neighbor because she calls him on it, and then decides that when somebody else's dog does it to his property, that's then a problem.
Yeah.
Like, this is the problem with America today. This is the problem, like, the complete problem with our society. Dude. It's everybody else is an asshole, and I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. But
if anyone does it to me, that's a problem. That's like...
See, and that's what pissed me off was that. It wasn't the fact that my dog shit in his yard, because I do agree they shouldn't do that.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
And that's my bad. That is my bad. And I did that, you know, hey, I didn't know they did that.
Right.
I know Otis would run over there.
Sure.
But Otis is a peer. He likes to pee on things.
Yeah, right.
And he does poop, he does poop on top of things. It's the best.
That's my dog.
Yeah, as soon as I read that sentence, I was like, I can't even deny that's not my dog.
Was there a football over there?
How do you know it's your dog's? The little tiny poops, unless I'm blind, I didn't see him. He's lucky I picked him up. I was going to be a dick and not even do it. Like, no. Well, I mean, it's in your yard. I don't want to be in there.
Okay, but two turds, just pick it the fuck up. Like,
me personally, that's what I would have done.
That's how I felt about that lady that got mad then for walking down the street.
I would have picked it up. This is what I would have done. I would have scooped up the poop, right? Mm-hmm. Threw it out and then just be, hey, man, I just noticed your dogs had pooped in my yard. Maybe can you just make sure they don't? I go, I already cleaned it up. Don't worry about it. Like, it's cool. I'm cool with it. Can you just make sure?
Just letting you know, like, your dogs have been coming over.
Can you be mindful?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess either way, it kind of sounds like a dick. It sounds like a dick thing to say.
Just be mindful. You know, you're not paying attention.
You're being a fucking asshole. You're fucking piece of shit. What would be funny
is if you got a text and he's like, hey, Jesse, I noticed there are a few less rocks out there. Can you please maybe knock the rocks that are stuck to the turds off before throwing it away? That costs a lot of money. Thanks.
The funny thing is
that would happen.
No. The funny thing is I had more rocks than I did poop.
Yeah.
See? So and I know how much poop I picked because I put it in a bucket and I put a brand new bag in the bucket. So it was just that poop from that yard. And it was just like I said, it was just a little guy. It's like, here, buddy.
Ridiculous.
That's my pet peeve of the day.
So I think the best way to do it is just scoop the poop and throw it in the person.
I think it was just the meaning of which way, how he came at it.
Yeah.
That kind of bugged me.
Still,
because now I sound like a bitch when I'm listening back. When I'm talking about it, I feel like I'm bitching more than anything.
Thing that does piss me off.
But I am bitching.
I'm not invested in this thing. But like, if you don't have a problem with your dog pooping in other people's property, like, how can you have a problem with other people pooping on yours? Not many people, but their dogs pooping on your property.
My fucking plum goes, I better watch out,
buddy. You should go take a dump on his rock pile and then see what he says.
Like, that wasn't me. He goes, I got you on tape. It was.
Call Amber Heard, have her come over. Just poop Amber on Heard. Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She would.
I don't know, man.
That's my kind of girl. Crazy. I like a crazy bitch.
Pooping in my shoes and stuff.
Hey, honey, I left you something. Yeah, I know. Oh, I put my foot in my Nikes and
Was that one of the stories that they said? Was it shoes or just the bed?
I just remember the bed.
What was the shoe thing? There was something I heard.
Put it in her butt or something.
She puts turds in her butt. What a weird
little nasty little thing.
Oh, talking about nasty little things.
Yeah, yeah.
So yesterday, I've been so excited to bring this up with you. Have you ever had a song that you were listening to, like, not even like you were listening to, just a song that you've known about forever? You kind of take for granted, right? You probably heard the song when you were like a kid. Yeah. Never really thought much about it. It's just been in your like intellect.
It's just a song I know.
It's just there.
Okay.
So like I was one of the songs that kind of popped in my head, and sometimes I'll just randomly like sing a song, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, it's like one of those old like 50s songs, right? That one, like, oh, 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 you know, that song? Oh, 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 yeah, right, like super bebop-y, right?
I don't know, little pretty thing,
yeah. So like,
right,
so this is, I believe, royalty free. So I'm gonna play it. I want you to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to really listen to the lyrics because I started singing the lyrics,
and you're like,
and the way I remembered them. And then I had a question for Blanca.
Stick it in my butt. Okay.
So,
okay. What's going on here?
Let's see.
I love listening to like song lyrics.
Yeah. So I want you to really listen to the lyrics.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay. Okay. I'm holding. Yeah. Oh, dude. Do you guys hear that? I don't.
Hold on.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was connected to Bluetooth. It's not working.
It's all playing in the house.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious. No, so I was listening to an LL Cool J song.
Hold on.
And yeah,
you talk that, for a minute. I got to get okay. my stupid
So there's
phone.
This LL Cool J song, Hey Lover. It's with Boyz II Men. And he's like, when you listen to the lyrics, he's very stalkerish, though.
Yeah.
Because he's like, last week I saw you at the mall.
Right.
Waiting at the payphone, about to make a call. He goes, and then I had daydreams. It was me on the other end. And I was like, bro. And he goes, then I saw you at the bus stop. You know, I see you at the bus stop waiting every day, you know, and he's like talking and I'm like, this dude, I'm telling Lisa yesterday because we're listening to the song. I'm like, this dude's literally in his car watching her at the fucking bus stop every
just
day.
Just parked there staring her down.
Yeah.
He could have offered her a ride.
But when you hear the song's good. People, my age know that song's, you know, it's what we say. It's a banger.
Right.
You know, it's a good song. But when you listen to the lyrics, you're like.
This is very similar.
This is not okay.
So I think it's going
to
work.
I'd be so worried.
I want you guys to listen to this, and then you're going to give me your thoughts. Classic, right?
Oh, classic. In all the movies.
Everybody knows.
Oh, these are in all the movies. Right? Sandlot?
1950s, right. Now they're going to come in. Yeah, we got... you know, multiple people singing together, harmonizing. Now it's really going to take off.
Oh, shit. All right. What? Got them all in there.
I'm feeling
it. Hey, pretty mama.
It's 1950s. It's like, we're hopping.
This song's badass,
it's
though.
Badass.
Climb up on my knee. Hey, little pretty... Wait, pause it. So he said, hey, pretty little thing, come up here.
Yeah.
Climb up on my knee.
Itty bitty pretty one, come on, talk to me.
Itty bitty pretty
one,
petty.
Come on and
petty.
Sit on my knee.
That sounds petty already.
Now listen to that. He's getting really hyped up.
I've been watching you, bro. Uncle, that's his aunt. That's her.
This is the entire song.
He's uncle.
This is the entire song. There's no other.
I've
lyrics.
Never listened to the lyrics.
I was singing the lyrics verbatim, and it hit me. Same lyrics.
He just repeats. The
I mean,
same
it's a killer three. Song. Don't get me wrong.
Does he repeat the same three lyrics?
Yeah, it's just that's
over
it.
And over. That's it. Hey, Prisla, come up on my knee. Let me tell you a story. Come talk to me.
He does say happened long time ago. I guess.
Well.
What if she's like fucking? Is that his like niece?
I don't know. You're hearing what I'm hearing,
right? I think so.
There's no other way to interpret it.
Oh, is that it? The song?
Is that it?
I think so.
Okay.
Cause he's,
so I mean, like, yeah, the beat, the killer 50s beat.
But you know, I think a lot of songs are like that, but though, man. Where they talk and it sounds like they're talking about like a little kid, really.
Yeah. Hey, little pretty one,
why don't you come
talk to me. Hey, come sit on my knee. Do you call an adult woman to come sit on your knee? You call
Hey, girl. I've had my girl sit on my leg.
Yes, girls typically do want to sit on.
And she calls me daddy.
But
no,
like,
that's such a funny thing.
I mean, little bitty pretty one.
That sounds
just saying
like a kid,
little
dude.
Bitty. Come talk to me. And then I've been watching you grow. How do you interpret that line? How do you interpret that?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, is he the uncle?
Happened long time ago, but I've been watching you grow, girl.
God damn.
Like, it's got to be a song where it's like, he's wanted this girl for a long time. And now she's finally like legal,
18?
Right? Which
I don't
maybe
know.
In the 50s, that was a normal thing.
Well, no, if you listen to a lot of songs and like some of their songs, they're talking about like younger.
Yeah.
You know, like. When you hear it, it's like 14, 15-year-old, like, kids. I think there's one, a Beatles song where they mention something, and the kids, like, it's a young age.
Oh, there is a, but yes, but there's context.
Well,
no, song.
No. There's things you got to think, too. Like, how old were they, though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying at that time?
Well, she was just 17, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's other songs.
But that was like a song about when they were that age.
Yeah, no, no, I know.
You know what That's I mean? What I'm saying. This is like, hey, come here, kid. What? I've been watching you grow. Like,
I know.
Come on. That's
it's
creepy.
So pedophile.
Like, I love the song. I will always love the song. But I'm just like, I was singing bro, it. I was singing the lyrics, and Blanca was listening, and nothing. And all of a sudden I go, have you ever thought about that song? Like
I'm gonna have.
Am I even saying the lyrics right?
I love oldies. Too.
I do too. Like that's an old classic.
Dude,
like
that's
you said,
in all the movies. Yeah, I want to say it's in Sadler.
It has to be. It's a great song.
Yeah, yeah. That's
and,
in all.
Yeah, like
dude, that is a pedophile song.
That's like an anthem.
It really is.
I've been watching you grow. I just don't like. I said that line, and I go, "Wow, did you ever think about the
little
lyrics in that song?
One, I've been watching itty, bitty, you pretty grow." One.
I've been watching you grow. Dude. Why can't and then he go, oh, like, you know, and then he's
like, he seems know? Like he's really trying to get her though.
He is.
He's like, no, no, fucking get your ass over here and
sit
come
on my
knee.
And I'm not
I've asked you twice
you know.
Now.
Yeah, don't make me,
don't let
daddy
ask three times.
Jesus. I
Do you
know.
Think it's weird when, like, would it be weird if Blanca called you daddy?
Yeah.
Would you find that weird?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It depends on how she said it, but
no, she's just always, yeah. So like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
think
that'd be weird.
It'd yeah.
Be
yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Hi, daddy. Like, no. I hate that kind of shit anyway.
Well, I think Bucket, I think Kylie does it, but she does it in a way where it's like, it's not weird.
It's natural.
It is natural. There's, like, it would be weird if she didn't call him that.
If,
but right. She does it in a, like.
If there's a personality there and there's like, you know.
Yeah, she
like,
doesn't do it in the way we, you know.
Not a creepy, stupid way.
No, she, if anybody yeah. can get away, it's her. Right. Sure. She does it in a way where it's like. Okay, I could hear that. That's like the
normal,
nickname. Yeah,
what
yeah,
you'd
yeah.
expect. Like Bucket. The guy
yeah,
just
yeah.
got a lot of nicknames.
Yeah,
nobody
yeah.
calls
Sorry, Bucket. I love
Wes,
you, man.
Wes. It's just Bucket.
No. It is yeah. weird. I think that, yeah, it's just
Which
Bucket.
Which is so funny because
we're
going
to try to go down
existed.
There. We're going to try to go down there this summer. Hopefully.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Hopefully, if they're, you know, not on vacation or something. They're always fucking on vacation, those guys.
Nice. That's
No, I was going to look up songs.
That have.
That
are pedophile-ish, yeah.
Are low key.
There you go.
Pedo.
There's got to be a lot of them.
File?
Yeah.
Lyrics?
I knew that this would probably bring up a lot of conversation because it was just so weird to me. And the fact that I've been singing this song my whole life, hearing it my whole life, and it never dawned on me until yesterday.
Oh, this is just about different songs. Run for Your Life by the Beatles.
Yeah, that one is pretty creepy.
Let this be a sermon. I mean, everything I've said, baby, I'm determined, and I'd rather see you dead.
By
the way, better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl.
If I catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. But it sounds
Jailbait
really good.
By Ted Nugent. Just throw it out there. What is this about? Whoa.
What's that?
Oh, I don't care if you're just 13. You look too good to be true. I just know that you're probably clean. There's one little thing I got to do to you, Jailbait. You look so good to me, Jailbait. Won't you set me free? What?
I think you're the Jailbait, bro.
That's... Bro.
Wow.
I want to know the song now. What if it's a song I heard and you're like, nah, this is a badass song.
It's killing. You're like, yeah.
I can't think of a Ted Nugent song.
You're 13. I can't either. I don't know Ted Nugent all that well.
No, he doesn't own an island, right? Who's that one guy?
I don't know.
That's the Virgin Mobile guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude.
Hold on,
Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith. Oh, dude. I love that song.
Yeah, come on.
Like
that's
a lady.
Fine.
Like a lady. Transvestite, okay.
That's only
Bro,
because
I'm not
of...
even going to lie. I've seen a picture of a you know, a transgender.
Uh-huh.
And she looked good, right?
Yeah.
And it was a guy, I guess, at one time.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell. I couldn't tell. It was, you know, how sometimes there's those tell signs, you know.
Right.
No, there's
right. No, there's girl
beautiful,
all the way.
Beautiful. Yeah. I was like, okay. I smashed.
So there's like nothing bad about Ted Nugent. I mean, it's
so
like,
never judge a book by its cover or who you gonna love by your lover. Love put me wise to her love in disguise. She had the body of a Venus
Lord, imagine my surprise. Well, you still got to go. You got to do it. If I want to. Why was that sentence so hard to say? If I want to. It was the hardest thing to say. That's an Usher song. Gosh. Oh, Kim by Eminem. Yeah, that one's, if you haven't heard that one, he's like talking, she's like in the trunk and shit of his car.
Yeah. But that's different too.
See, that's another.
You have to understand, it's not literal.
It isn't.
It's in his mind.
Metaphorically.
What he wants to do. If you haven't wanted to kill your woman at one time or another.
But there's truth to that. Literally wanting to kill your woman, but there's truth where your girl's probably visualized fucking you up.
Right.
You know,
but not like even like literally visualize, just the concept of I'm really mad at you.
Like I want to punch you now.
It's a way of just vocalizing your frustration.
Alicia has probably told me that. Like, especially when I was drunk.
I just watched a show with Blanca where a girl was mad at the guy and flat out punched him in the eye hard and walked right out. It was not a problem at all.
So that's where we are,
though. That's like the thing is, telling you.
There is a lot of guys out there that do get like physically abused by their woman.
But it's so normal. It's so normal that it can be in a movie and not even a problem. And look.
Well, because it's not viewed as like.
It's not viewed the same.
It's not. No. Like if it's you're a man, you should be able to take a punch. Right. Like, don't deal with it. But like.
And I don't disagree with that. I think
if you're getting abused. If you're male or female, right. I mean, that's something you need to like go get some help or
I just think culturally speaking, any kind of domestic violence is probably not a good thing to put.
Well,
out
I think
there
domestic violence when a guy's getting domestically, violated and stuff. Domestically violated sounds wrong.
That's a good song title. Domestically violated.
Yeah.
But all due respect,
it's a punk group.
It's a fucking good song name.
It's a punk group too.
They even agree with domestically violated.
Actually, domestically violated.
Domestically violated, and then they start just like rocking into it.
But crap. No, I think it's like a guy almost feels embarrassed, right?
Yeah,
like you're almost embarrassed to admit that you're letting this like 5 foot woman fuck you up.
Yeah.
You know, but you also have your morals and your dignity where you're not allowing that person to break you.
Right.
Because that person's trying to break you down, break who you are.
Yeah.
You know, so like if you are getting hit, like I think that's one of those things you just got to get out, man. Because that ain't going to change. I've been there. Like I grew up in the domestic violence household and it doesn't change. It's the same shit. Like,
same cycle.
They say the same thing.
Behavior. Yeah.
Like I can never imagine putting my hands on a woman.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, right.
It's crazy
to
me.
Knocking the shit out of her. I know.
Dude, I watched my mom get her ass whooped.
Yeah.
But she'd fight back sometimes, though. My mama, back in the day, man, my mom.
She was a scrapper.
Oh, yeah. My mom, she wouldn't put up with it, but she would, he was bigger.
Right.
Stronger.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that is a clear difference of when a man abuses a woman, obviously. Like, a woman is probably more likely to get seriously hurt.
I don't know. As a man, it's okay to come out and say, hey, this is not, I'm not okay. Like, this is bad. Blink twice, dude. Like, whatever.
Well, the way that this storyline, like, he kind of hurt the girl, right? But they were friends. Mm-hmm. Before they got into a romantic relationship, so now he can't be with her because he's back with his he's back with his ex, and they're gonna get married, and so they're just meeting to like make everything okay, right? And he kind of tells her like, I can't really see you anymore because I'm back with her, and she's very uncomfortable with us and this and that, and so he says it in kind of a stupid way, and so she punches him in the eye and then walks out.
Jesus.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a light moment in the film. You actually see her in the right in this situation.
And it's okay.
He's a dumb guy that said a dumb guy thing. So, of course, you'd punch him in the eye.
Of course.
That's how it was sold. And I just look at that and I'm like, that's the problem with our culture.
Switch the rules.
We have unhealthy ways of projecting normalcy.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like if you were to switch that scene.
There's no way.
Tit for tat. Like everything the same.
And
but
I'm
this
not
one,
saying
it's just
completely
opposite.
The same if you flip them. I get a guy's bigger. I get that
but,
typically
I mean,
women
if
are
you've seen
victim.
That.
Same movie, same everything. If you've seen him hit her. You could
not write that the opposite. She says something really mean. He just socks her out and walks out the door. There's no the way same. That would work.
the movie
would be canceled with outrage.
I'm just saying that's exactly.
I just was like kind of blown away by that because I'm like, so we're projecting that domestic violence is okay. That's and all I've, we're saying is.
I've actually heard like,
you know,
I've heard people like. Saying it like, no, I'm gonna hit you. You can't do nothing to me. Like, I'm gonna, you know, eventually someone's gonna
do something.
Like, if you hit a man, a lot of times that's gonna, it's not gonna end well.
No,
some guys aren't,
and it should not result in them becoming physical bad.
No, no, for it's nothing.
Never okay to hit, never. But at the same time,
hit anybody.
Like,
if you're fucking gonna come to violence, like,
yeah,
leave.
Just leave.
Just leave.
Right.
You can feel that. Like, I know how it feels to feel like I'm going to burst.
Right.
And 9 out of 9 times, if I'm angry, I'm out. Like, I leave because I know I'm not going to, like, punch my wife. But I know I'm like, it's not good. It's not good for anybody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I just need to let my steam run out real quick and then be like, okay, come back. Like I said, I heard this guy say, he's like, sometimes what couples need to do is, you know, like instead of fighting in front of the kids, which, you know, is never a good thing. Right. It happens, though.
It does.
And if you say it doesn't, like,
you're a liar.
You're a liar. Like, and if you say you're doing it in private and the kids don't hear, you're also a liar because
they hear.
Come on, man. They hear everything. That's what's crazy.
Unless you talk it out like weirdos and you're psycho.
Which
you
this people. Kind of guy says, like, he goes, a lot of times he goes, what you need to do or it's a healthier alternative. There you go.
Yeah.
Is look at your partner and just be like, hey, like, let's pause. Like, I need 30 minutes or like almost letting them know, like, we need to come back to this.
Right.
Because you kind of need to, like, because in those moments when you're like pissed off and your emotions are all heightened, you're going to say stupid shit that you may not mean, but words
regret.
Are something that you can't take those back.
Right.
You know, you can't heal that. Sometimes words hurt.
If it reveals a truth.
Yeah. Words are powerful. And that person knows, man.
Okay, you think that about me.
Yeah. You never forget that. Like,
right.
This is what you said this. You thought this. Right. Like, that's, you're showing your true colors or saying something. So, like, he was basically saying, like, take those moments, come back. He goes, because that will sometimes show the kids, like, oh, shit, this is how it should be.
Right.
This is probably more healthy.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Instead of just like, whoa, whoa, you know, yelling, screaming.
You always want to find healthier ways to deal with things.
Yeah,
you know, like our bodies, our minds, they need healthy.
And that, I think, is a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
To just, hey, I know you're upset.
Right.
Can we come back?
And the other person has to be willing to hear that. Block has done the thing before where it's like, like, and I'm sure I've done it back to her. Like, there's times of like, fuck that. No. Oh, no, I need time because I'm a little bitch. Like, oh, okay.
No, no.
No.
Alicia, me and Alicia, we don't really fight.
Yeah.
We have people, like the kids were like, oh, you guys, you know, they're arguing. But we don't fight. We don't argue either, but we just...
We play fight a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like, that's what it is.
It's, but like, then sometimes it accidentally turns and then it's a
we're
real
never
fight.
Like, we were never at each other, like, you know, in that sense where we're like, yeah, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Oh, all right.
You know?
You fucking idiot.
You fucking dipshit.
I should knock your head through the wall.
Like, when my wife called me dipshit.
That was pretty.
It was funny. And it wasn't funny. Like, we weren't fighting or nothing. We were just, you know, playing around and it just came out. It was fucking hilarious.
It was very funny. I wish you guys would be a fly on the wall in that conversation. That was
so
great.
Funny. You dipshit.
But yeah, I mean, you definitely want to fill your life with healthy things, with happy things, with things that improve you and make you better.
Oh. And it's
not toxicity.
Yeah.
You know, not things that are cancer causing. And, you know, they say that stress and negativity, all these things shorten your life.
Yeah.
So why not do something that maybe improves your life
and probably elevates your levels you out when you're stressed.
Yeah, de-escalates.
You kind of like get that cloudiness kind of like comes out.
Kind of clear
feeling.
Up your mind.
Yeah.
Make your body feel better.
Yeah.
You know, your mind more at ease.
You feel healthier.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
You need that.
Something like Magic Mind.
Oh, yeah.
Magic Mind is a one-shot drink that you can take. The gal that I talked to through Magic Mind says she actually likes to mix it with milk.
Okay.
Which I have not tried yet, but she said that's delightful. So each, I'll just read their little packaging here. Do more, stress less. Each shot contains a magical combination of 13 active ingredients designed to boost energy, focus, creativity, and motivation while reducing stress and fatigue.
See, I think what's cool about this too is like it's one of those ones you can take midday.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So kind of like, you know, you get those midday crashes when you're like working. Like for me, I'm at home working.
Yep.
Sometimes I need something, so if I'm popping one of these bad boys.
Well, that's the thing.
Okay.
You know, you get to that point in your workday where you just, you've thought for too long.
Yeah, after lunch usually.
You get that rummy mental state where it's like you're communicating, but you don't really know if you're communicating well.
Yeah.
You know, that's where this can come in. It just gives you that little bit of like oomph in your mind where you have that clarity, a little bit of clarity. It's like a 15-minute nap rolled into one little tiny drink.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
And you can't argue with like the immunity boosting ingredients that they have. I mean, talking about vitamin C and D, you know, they say, my doctor told me that we have a massive issue with vitamin D.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, well,
because deficiencies are like insane in people because we just don't get enough sun, especially up here in the north. If you live in the north like us,
well, we've been getting nothing but fog for the longest time.
Fog rolls in, it's like Silent Hill up here every day.
It's crazy. I was in Spokane and on my way back. Like in Spokane, the whole time I was there, sun, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it was just, you know, it wasn't foggy is what I'm getting at. On my way back, almost home on Friday night, it was foggy. I was like, God dang it.
We just keep getting.
It just keeps coming
in. This morning is gorgeous.
It is. It felt so nice.
It is beautiful, sunny, clear sky. Fog's going to roll in about 10 minutes, I swear.
I think the thing I like, though, that it has for me is the Asagawa.
Yeah,
and the turmeric, because I like that. Those are things I like myself because I drink a lot of tea. I've said before, and a lot of the tea I have actually has those ingredients, and it does help with that stress. So like something like this, like Magic Mind, just having that just already natural stuff in there,
right?
And doesn't have all that loaded sugars and that nasty crap that you get a lot of times.
But it tastes like it does. I mean, it tastes so good. You're like, wait a minute, this has to have sugar.
So my wife had one.
Yeah.
She had that one that you brought her and she liked it. It was good.
Yeah. It just tastes really good. And it doesn't, it uses natural, like fruits or vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah. Both.
For, hold on. It's on here.
We know.
I do fruits know. Because I looked at it. There's something in here. I can't see it now. But anyway, there was something that gave it that, like, that sweet kind of flavor, but it was a natural thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was like beets or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it looks, when you first get it, you look at it and you're like, this looks like
it's like greenish
kombucha or whatever.
Yeah.
It looks very earthy. So you're expecting like, this is going to be rough, but you know, maybe it'll be good for me. And then you taste it and it's like, whoa, that's really,
I want to try it with milk.
I do want to try it with milk. I know.
That'd be good.
I know.
Although I'm not like a milk drinker. I just want to try it anyway.
I'm a milk drinker. I feel like milk,
it'd be good if you even mixed it into a smoothie. I think that would be a good way to do it. Like, so if you're like a smoothie protein drinker, this would actually be really good for that. Like you can just mix that in there.
Yeah, right.
And have that with your like pre-workout or whatever. I don't know.
Absolutely.
You know, whatever you do in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it goes, you don't have to give up your coffee. Like I love my coffee. I like the flavor of coffee. I'm one of those weirdos. I just like black coffee.
Yeah, that is weird. I have to have a little.
I'm a psychopath. But if you, you can take this and still drink your coffee like normal. The cool thing with this is it's
caffeine free, no?
I think it is. It's like it just the what the ingredients in there give you that energy, you don't have a crash. That's the nice part about it. Like whereas coffee kind of wears off, this doesn't. It just sort of keeps you like leveled out throughout the day.
Elevates it.
And I was listening to something really interesting because I got an email from these guys about they don't do trends. And I'm going to see if I can find the email because it was a word I never heard before.
Awesome.
Yeah, not Asagawa, actually.
I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
So they sent an email that said, safety before trends.
Okay.
We've observed the trend. Several companies in the nootropic space have started including kratom in their products. Have you heard of kratom before?
It doesn't sound good. It sounds like concrete.
I had no idea what kratom was.
What is
it? Like, okay. Like,
did
I
you look it
like
up?
Creatine or something. No, I was. So I like to listen to NPR on the way home from work. That's how I get my world news.
He's 60.
And yeah, I am. And so I listened to them and they had a story about kratom. And it's found, they sell it a lot in convenience stores. Mm-hmm. And some places even have like coffee bars type
okay.
places that sell it. It is marketed as an anti-anxiety, anti-depressive, like sort of drink. But it's people have actually overdosed and died from it.
Jesus.
They've interviewed people that have been addicted to it. It's like, they say it's like cocaine and heroin.
What?
The effects, if in low doses, it's like cocaine, and in high doses, it's like heroin. And it's not safe. It's not
good. And you can just go to a coffee shop. And
drink. Because it's one of those things, the feds, it's new enough. The feds don't have it on a, on like the federal class, whatever.
Okay. Kind of like,
it's not illegal technically.
It's kind of like what they used to put in ephedrine.
Yeah. And all yeah. That. So like it will be because yeah. obviously, like, but people have flat out OD'd on this shit.
That's scary.
Not this shit. I pointed this.
Yeah. Yeah. This, no, they don't have that. That's cool the cool thing.
Is it? They actually flat out will not do it. Even though it's something that is found to be somewhat addictive.
No, they got the lion's mane mushrooms.
They're not interested in addicting you. They're interested in actually helping you.
Yeah, the stuff they have, I won't pronounce that word, the phosphatidylcholine.
Yeah.
But it helps boost your butt blood flow. So your blood flow, which helps your like mind work better when you're like, you know, your blood's flowing. Because that's why they say it's good to stretch and stuff. So it helps with the...
And you can look it up. I mean, it's like... You know, you can look all these ingredients up. It's out there. And look at the packaging. I know we said this before, but like, check this out. This is it. Can you see it? There we go. Look at that. That's nice packaging right there. Just the package itself makes you feel calm and at peace.
I do. And I said this last time, though, the artwork.
Yeah, I love it. I don't know. It looks cool. This is like a cool mountain. It's got green and purple and yellow and pinkish.
Yeah, I'm going to get that tattooed right there.
It's like modern, modern like that 90s Southwest stuff, but modern.
Yeah, you know
what I'm talking about?
I love the orange color.
It's like an old Taco Bell, but modernized, you know?
Yeah, yeah. A modernized Taco Bell.
I love it.
But Magic just, Mind, hey, and you can get 20%
off. You can get 20% off, guys. If you go to Magic Mind and you go to place an order, 20% off if you use Just Blended 20, all one word, and capitalized for Just Blended. Just Blended 20 will get you 20% off of your total purchase. They sell.
Yeah, you get 3 months. You get 1 month free.
That's right.
Yep.
There's a code for that, too, I think. Hang on.
No, I think that's just part of it. Yeah, that's just part of it.
Yeah, so, if you go now, you can look. Their website, which I'm sure will
it
say
equals up to be about a 75% value.
Yep.
Because you get that free month, plus you get, you know, 2 other months,
right.
And then you get that additional 20% off of
the I won't lie to you. When you first go there and you look at, you know, pricing, anytime you're buying kind of in bulk, you're like, that seems like a lot of money.
When you do the math,
like you would pay more for a cup of coffee that's going to wear off and. Minutes
and
leave you kind of crashed. This stuff does not leave you crashed,
and it's healthy for you.
You're doing something good for your body. Like, how much do you spend on, like, if you're a smoker, how much do you spend on cigarettes?
I'm not a smoker.
I don't either, so I don't even know anymore.
But I think they're $10 to $11 a pack.
You know, you buy liquor, something bad for your body. You go buy that. You have some. That's fine. You know, hey, you're an adult. You can do what you want. But why not put something good in your body?
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, you can get 20% off. That's double tax if you live in Washington State. They're paying your tax rate. They're giving you a little bit extra back. So give it a shot. See what you think. I know for us, it's been a good thing. It's been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes delicious. So, yeah.
Yep.
And highly recommend.
If you're a man, it's good for that blood flow, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So. If ladies, it's good for the man's blood flow.
Yeah. So get your man some
Magic Mind. Valentine's Day is coming up. You might want some Magic Mind for your Valentine's Day festivities.
Nah.
That actually leads me into my next
Valentine's
topic.
Day. Valentine's it's such a hard Day. Thing sometimes.
Valentine's Day is frustrating because Blanca brought up the other day, I was like joking. I'm like, you don't like flowers. I'd get you flowers. You know, she goes, hello. You can get a, what do you call them? The
Forever.
The food one. They always advertise around Valentine's Day. The food one.
Strawberries?
Yeah, you know, but it's like they do the bouquets.
Yeah.
I just looked them up earlier, and I knew their name when I looked
them up. Like cookie
bouquet? Edibles. Edible arrangements.
Oh, yeah. No, I've done those.
Yeah, so I'm like, that'd be so cool. And then I go to do it, and in my area, they don't do a lot of them. I can't get her an edible arrangement with the fruit.
Oh, okay. Really?
I was super bummed out.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Because I was like, that's what I'll do. I can't do it. They have like this.
It's because our area. If you were like Spokane or something, it'd be different.
Well, I can get her chocolate covered strawberries. I can get her a bouquet. But I'm like, well, I can get those locally.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the cool things that they send.
Looks like a fucking tiger or
something. Okay, like they cut out fruits and stuff. Now I'm gonna have to go like make my own.
You go to somewhere and it's like a fucking
yeah,
like all wilted,
right?
Old ass fruit.
Well, Blanca does not like flowers really. Like she's always disappointed by live flowers. So it's like she's
I wonder why
to death. She's so fucking complicated.
Women.
I always look and like
you know,
but I gotta Valentine's do something Day, good this time.
It's so hard though.
It is
like hard. Why is it always gotta be pressure on a guy sometimes right. though too? You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, come on, man.
Like no, but like seriously, like yeah. I know it's you know like we show love throughout the year and stuff.
Right.
And I know you know,
but it is more of a men's proving their love holiday.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need to prove my love, girl. You got this fucking house.
I proved my love last week.
Yeah,
yeah.
And this morning,
I'll pay the bills.
But no, you know what I mean. Like yeah. I think it's a couple's holiday for sure. Yeah. I think that should be something like as a couple, you can go. Like,
yeah.
Do and then obviously I'm not saying don't do anything for your lady.
No.
Cause I do like, I'll, you know, I try right. to do things nicely,
well,
but trying to come up with something to together, do sometimes, right? You know, yeah, yeah. Okay. Chocolates, blah, blah, blah. You right. know, it's the standard, but like trying yeah. to find those there is guys out there that are really
oh,
good.
My God.
Really good at romantic.
I wish
romantic.
So like we've been watching a lot of, Modern Family. If you've never seen the show, it's pretty funny. And the husband in the show, Phil, is mm-hmm. like amazingly romantic. He's like a goofy idiot kind of character.
Yeah.
But he's like always, he remembers every little detail of their time together and always finds the perfect little gift. And she's not that way. She's very like business minded and not very romantic. And so she forgets all the time. And like, I completely identify with her.
No, I don't like I remember certain things. But
yeah, I remember stuff, but trying to figure out some cool little trinket that goes along with that.
Well, that's the thing.
I'm not very good at that.
Trying to come up with cool ideas to like be romantic. That's
amazing and shocking.
And, yeah. I suck at right. that too. Like there's been a few times that I've done some things that I was like pretty proud of myself. Yeah. Like one time I bought Alicia a dress and shoes. Like I picked them out myself. I took the girls. I took Cheeky and Sadi with me one time, uh-huh. and just to see.
They kind of helped you decide what she would like.
No, just to see, you know, if they would help me. And then we couldn't find out. And then, like, for me, I was just like, I already had in my mind what I know. What for me, I think she would look good in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's usually not something she would typically buy
for herself.
Yeah. So I was like, let me do this. But I know it's a dress. I know she would go, I love that.
Right.
But I wouldn't wear it. You know, I can't wear that. So I was like, no. So I bought two dresses and I bought matching shoes to match the dress that I got. And then I got a dinner ready at Tagare's, the winery.
Nice.
And then, yeah, I was like, boom, here.
That's cool.
And so that was like my most like coolest thing I ever done. I felt so good about because like the dress fit perfectly because I went in her closet and I
found one.
Oh, yeah, dude. I got to do sometimes you do got to do a little
detective work.
You got to do detective work. Like when I proposed to Alicia, mm-hmm. I stole one of her rings out of her box that I knew she would wear. It was her. It was actually her ex's engagement yeah. ring or something, right. like his promise ring or whatever. So she used to wear it. And so I like took it and then I took it to Fred Meyers and I said, hey, how big is this ring?
Uh-huh.
And they told me, I'm like, all right, thanks. Wrote nice. It down. And then I went and then I got the ring.
Nice.
I was like, I needed this size. And so when I proposed, like it fit perfectly.
You had it. Yeah. Nice. That's like, smart. I wasn't that smart.
I was like,
but I did have.
It's like, it fits my pinky.
She was very involved in the proposal. I guess it was funny. It was one of those things. We both knew that we wanted to get married, and so she's so picky. She was a part of choosing the ring. I had diamonds from my grandfather bought a ring for my step grandma. I guess you'd say. Yeah. And so he bought, there was like a center diamond that was big, and then there were six smaller diamonds around, but they were each like a quarter carat or something,
okay.
like high quality. They were really good diamonds. So I was like, I got these diamonds from them, like as like an inheritance type.
It was thing, just the diamonds.
So
loose
it was my brother. I was like, he got married before me. So I was like, take the big diamond. I don't really care. So he gave his wife the big diamond. And then I had these six little diamonds and the gold band.
Oh, okay.
So that was kind of how
I
divvied it up. So she found a ring that she liked a lot. So there was a center stone that she liked, the purple sapphire. There's a purple sapphire. Yeah. And then around it, the six diamonds were like petals of a flower.
Oh, okay.
But it didn't look trashy. Like, I know it sounds like something you'd buy your daughter, like, Journeys or something. You're like, that fucking
this is JCPenney's show.
But this is like a true jeweler I went to. Like, he custom did this thing.
Oh, okay.
And she was a part of that. So she knew when I was going to get the ring. And she knew at that point I'd be proposing.
You just wait years.
I got the phone call when we were at my niece's birthday party. So she knew why I was running off to go do something. So I came back and acted all upset. And like, so he said that he was looking at it and like polishing it the last time, whatever. And when he had it under his like little microscope thing, he noticed like a hairline fracture in the stone.
Oh.
And he said that eventually it would separate, you know, good. So we can't have it right now. It's going to be about 2 weeks before he can get it back. So he said he apologized. He was upset because everything looked great. And then
they see this stone. Yeah.
Let me know before
big
I
go. Liar.
So she's like, so I acted super bummed out.
Yeah.
Like, so then I was like, well, fuck. And like, we're driving home. Elena's in the backseat. And she was like 3.5. Four, whatever. And I was like, well, do you want to see what I was going to do? And she's like, I guess. And she's like, I mean, we can just go home. And like, I guess I'm in the mood. Like, I already was going to do this. Like, I can't do it now. Like, I can't do the same thing again. It's like, all right, whatever. So I drive her out to the, we have a, what's called an island. It's really more of a peninsula, but what's it called? What's the name of that?
Bateman?
Not Bateman. The one with the lighthouse.
Oh, yeah, by Clover Park.
Clover Island.
Clover Island.
Yeah, so
yeah. Clover Park.
I drive her out to this like thing called Clover Island.
Yeah.
And they have, we have a lighthouse on the river. I don't know.
It's cool.
But it's really cool. It's a neat place. It's very pretty. Yeah, it is. Looks cool. So like I pull over there. I was like, I was just going to get out here and I was going to get down on my knee. And so I got down on my knee and I was like, and I was going to say like how much you mean to me. And I started telling her like, you know, this much to me, this stuff. And like, Elena, like you mean so much to me and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's cool.
And I wanted to know if Ian and I actually pulled it out.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I turned it into
a surprise.
Even though
Did it
wasn't.
Work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great.
I
can't think that way anymore. I don't know.
No, you didn't lose it. It's there. It's just sometimes it's in moments.
That high.
No, see, I think that
time, I'm living off of the wind.
I think like some guys are naturally just romantic and it's just who they are.
Right.
They might not know how to be not manly, but like there's romantic, you know, like some of us are romantic, some of us are not, but we show our love in the way we show our love.
Sure.
You know? And sometimes for me or you, like being the romantic person's a little tough sometimes.
Yeah, you're better than I am though.
But we have those moments where something like sounds cool and we'll do it.
Right.
Like when I proposed to Alicia, we went looking at rings. And so in my mind, I kind of had an idea what kind of ring she would like.
Yeah.
Right. So I did I got the ring size and then that it was Cheeky's. She was at T-ball and I had to go do something, but I was really going to get the ring. And so I picked out the ring and I was like, okay, that's the one I want. Right.
Yeah.
And then so it was the ring and the set.
Oh yeah. The wedding band.
Yeah. So the ring was actually its own engagement ring. And then I found a band that really matched well with it.
Nice.
And so I got that separately. And then, no one knew. I didn't tell no one about me going to marry her. Cause I'm very big on surprises and I don't trust people especially in her family, like not that I don't trust them, but like I just don't want nothing to leak out, right?
Yes.
So I think the only person that knew was her sister Sandra knew. Yeah. And then her mom knew only because her mom knew I was going to propose. She just didn't know like when.
Sure.
She just knew because I asked her mom like, hey, you know, I really love
you're Alicia. Respectful. Yeah,
like can you cool if I asked her to marry me? I really
right.
She's like, oh yeah, you know, she, you know, her mom's awesome. I love her mom.
Right.
And so the day of the proposal was actually Alicia's, it was a baby shower. She was pregnant with JJ.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were in Yakima. So that was the day I was going to propose to her cause she was going to play games. And so what I was going to do was there was a guess your song game, like kind of like something stupid. Right.
Yeah.
And so it was our song was going to be one of the songs that she had a guess. And then because they're like blindfold, do something. And so she turns around and I'd be on my knees.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
During our song.
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Oh boy.
Right. And so I was like, I remember I had my ring in my pocket. I was fucking Because you're good at like, you're, I don't know, you're good with talking in front of people, being like,
oh, you're nice. Thank
you know what I mean? Like, you,
I don't know.
You seem confident in that way. Like me, like, I'm like shy in that sense where I don't like, I won't do karaoke. I won't do those things.
You're in front of her whole family.
Yeah. I'm in front of like, there's people there.
God, bro. Imagine if she said no.
I knew she wouldn't say no.
I know. You're at your baby shower.
I already know. I ain't going to do anything unless I know.
It's pretty safe.
But I remember I was like super nervous and I had the ring in my pocket and it was the funniest thing was she was like, well, I don't know how it got brought up, but she was like, yeah, something about surprise. She goes, yeah, no one could surprise me. You know, I'm like, no. She's like, nah. She goes, I know. She'd be like, I can't be surprised. Like, yeah. It was just the coincidence. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like, you know, I'm just being me. But in thinking, I'm thinking, you have no idea. Right? And then sure enough, the song comes on. And then I was so fucking nervous. I rushed. You know, it was so funny. Oh, we laugh about it because I was like nervous and like, you know, like the song was on. And I was like, yeah, will you marry me? Yeah, you know, I was trying to do the whole I love you and all this crap.
Did you fumble the ring a few times?
Shit, I dropped in the water. Because we were right by the river. We were like in a gazebo. Oh, kind of like what you were.
That's great.
But
that's so
but the cool thing, she was like shocked for one. Yeah, and then she started crying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like she was so happy. Like,
you got it. Yeah. So then, did you throw it at her? Yeah, I thought nobody could surprise you.
Oh, yeah. I threw that in there. Surprise.
See, I told you.
So that morning.
Oh, my God.
Because her baby shower, that's I had great. Bought her also. Because she knew I was getting a gift, but she didn't know I was getting a ring, right?
Yeah.
So I had bought her these pearl, like, it was like bracelets, pearl necklace, and her, I think it was pearl earrings. It was like just one pearl. It wasn't like all pearls.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But it was like one pearl earrings, and then the necklace had like a pearl on it. It was really pretty.
Nice.
So I gave her those as a gift during the baby, for the baby shower, before the baby shower, because she knew I'd gone to like a drawer, but so yeah, this was my
right.
No, here, this is what I got you, you know, like,
yeah,
oh, okay, cool, yeah. And then
so yeah. Then you threw it, yeah, you gave that to her,
and then I did the when
as
I
as a decoy,
yeah,
so then she's like, oh, that's what it was,
yeah, okay. So
she really wasn't like,
she didn't even know I bought the ring, and she kept asking, she would always ask, how much was it
until she like, heard you, oh, that is the funniest thing. Thank you for sharing that. We've all been there. Everyone has done like, that. And sometimes
we actually turn around, but I couldn't. The words just couldn't come out.
Oh, it's hard, man.
Oh, bro.
Like, especially if you're in front of people. No, it was just the three of us. It was just me, her, and Elena at that point.
Yeah, it was about to. The people, I was just like, oh, fuck.
Right.
I should have done this in private. Right. But I was trying to make it romantic.
Yeah.
And then even when we did our vows, like we decided, like, let's write them.
Yeah.
And that was
hard.
Oh God, that was hard. Like I knew there was a couple things I wanted to say, and I remember I said something from the Bible, like a quote I seen or something.
Yeah.
In the Bible, that was kind of like, I liked how it sounded.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I remember I used that, and I thought my vows were good. Don't remember what they said because a lot of it was just in the moment.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Nice, like nice. I had this little card, but then I.
You just
like my
talking.
Notes.
Yeah.
I just ended up talking and doing it and.
Off the cuff, I think usually feels better.
And she, like, it was funny because she didn't say anything. She was like, she was crying again. I was like, but she didn't say anything. And her Theo, he's like, oh, you don't got nothing to say. he goes, that's the first time I've ever heard, he calls her Sideshow Bob speechless. He goes, you always remember this one.
That's funny.
Yeah. He's like, he's just on it. The only one time I've never heard her say anything.
Was she just choked up? Too choked up to speak?
Yeah, she like, it was like, because wow. It was kind of romantic.
Man, that's going to make you feel
spit
good.
Bars, bro.
Yeah.
It did, but it probably sounded so stupid.
Oh, who knows?
I love you.
Our shit's on like, yeah, right? Like, let's just get out of here.
It was romantic in my mind.
No, it's so funny. Like, you think, you know, when you're a kid and stuff, you think, like, that's what people do on their wedding night. I wonder what the statistics are on that, because we didn't.
We fell asleep.
Our wedding night, we were so tired. We went home because the next day we were going to go to Walla Walla. We went to bed. I mean, it was like, plus, like, you're like we were. Like, we lived together. We had Elliot already.
Yeah, so ours
wasn't
was,
like we were, you know, waiting.
Did you guys go to ours? You showed up?
We did. We came after.
It'd be weird. Now, I think you'd obviously
we would have
be
been
in
there.
It.
We would
been
have
in
absolutely
it.
Been
you'd, what do you mean? Yeah. You'd have been in the wedding. You'd have no. been one of the...
It is really weird. Because you did the same thing. I think you came to pick up Elena at ours.
I did. I dropped her off.
And yeah.
And then I came like, pick her up. And I remember congratulating you both. And yeah. I was like, oh, Blanca, you look really, you know, you look really pretty.
Right.
You know, like she was all dolled up.
Yeah. And, it's like weird. I remember being at the reception.
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't go to the service.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I don't think we were like that then.
We weren't that close.
Cause I didn't go to your guys' service.
We weren't not, we were,
but I also didn't get to go to a reception either.
What do you call it? That's fucked up. But I don't know if we invited you guys.
No, I know you didn't.
Okay. Yeah. Awkward. You sure you don't want to send me that in a text?
No, I don't know if you did. I mean,
no, I don't think
but
you
I mean,
did. We weren't friends back then.
Well, even you know, like, me and Blanca were still close, but I also, I wasn't like,
oh, that's fucked up. We were like normal people back then. Yeah, you know, we're like, I'm not going to really, you know, hang out with.
You know, I was, like I said, like I told him, I was happy that she was happy and that he was treating her and my daughter well. So, like, that's all I wanted. That's, I didn't, you weren't like a piece of crap. So
well, thank
like,
you. You know, that's all I've ever wanted to
like,
be.
I waited all these years.
I've only wanted to hear you say, I'm not a piece of crap.
And then I'm going to be.
I've been a piece of crap at times.
Well, who hasn't?
Yeah, I know. You know? That's a sad thing about life.
I think some people project like they're just this perfect.
Yeah.
They have this perfect thing going on. And you probably have a really good, amazing thing. No one has a perfect thing. Like,
right.
But, everyone has their moments.
Humans have their
being
flaws.
Being a dick
for
or being a bitch or something.
Yep. And, depression and anxiety don't help that. If you're feeling out of control with depression and anxiety, get help somewhere.
Something.
Maybe take some Magic Mind, see if that helps you out. Because it's, sometimes you're just not yourself and you feel those deep sadness feelings.
I guess I do kind of have a question of the week.
Okay.
I'm trying to think how to word this question because it just came to me right now.
It's like an authentic question, like just right off the cuff. Yeah.
Do you find it hard to accept help from others?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's an easy yes.
And the only reason I ask that is because so for what I do, I was in Spokane. We were setting up these new dental abattoirs. Mm-hmm. So there was like 7 of them. The construction came, they tore down all the old ones. So we went in, took out all our equipment. So we were setting everything back up after they did it. And I know how to do the work. Mm-hmm. So I don't need help.
Right.
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 So my technician, and then she was she's like the project lead on it. She was trying to help. And it took so much out of me. I even text Alicia, is like, I don't want, they're trying to help me and I don't want it. Mm-hmm. And I told her on the phone, I was like, I ended up letting them help because I was like, I know how to do this. They don't know.
You got to help.
I got to show them. And I hate it because I don't like, I could do the work by myself. I don't need your guys' help.
Right.
Because I need, and there was moments where like Carrie, her name's Carrie. She could tell that I was like, I'm like, hey, no, I got it.
A little
like,
antsy.
Cause she'd be like this. Like I'd be doing something. She'd be like, I'm like, I got it.
Yeah,
I got it. Like, just this is how we're gonna do it. Like, this is how it should. It's just I know how it's done. I know what's easy.
Yeah,
and then so, but
it's easier than explaining it to somebody else.
Yeah, right? So it took me a moment to just. I walked away. It was one of those things where I kind of walked away. I wasn't getting annoyed. I just could feel myself being annoyed in the fact that someone's helping me, and I don't. You're in my bubble for one. I don't need the help.
All right.
But I also need to think about I'm help, because sometimes it helps you in a way because it helped me like realize, okay, it's okay to have help.
Right.
Yeah. The process is slower, but maybe it's a point of being slower. So they're learning because there was a moment where I was doing things. I was just pulling these cables. It was just a one person job. It was easy. I liked them ran a certain way.
Uh-huh.
So you don't see them and. It looks clean. It's a clean look.
Yeah.
And my technician would, he came around and he saw those and he was like, oh, that's, that looks good. And so he went and he fixed his.
Nice.
Right. And so it took a moment for me to, you know, I seen that and I was like, you know what? That's okay. That's kind of nice to see that.
Now, you know that they're going to be out there on different jobs doing it the right way.
They're like,
way.
No, I liked how that looked, or like, that's right. How it should be done. And, you know, cause I'm trying to explain to them, like, you know, you want to pull this way, do this, like, let's right. put it up like this. And so I took that experience as being like, I don't like asking for help to a, okay.
I can
and I'll accept the help. I won't ask. It's really hard for me to say, hey, I need your help.
Right.
But I'll, you know, I'll accept the fact that sometimes I need to teach, or I need to be taught something. Sure. And I felt like in those moments, I was actually taught something more, you know, mm-hmm. like I even told Carrie, I was like, hey, like we set up these monitors, which is a two people job because the arms, they like to move.
Right.
So you need someone to hold it down. And I was like, hey, I just want you to know, like, thanks for your help. You know, like, I really appreciate it. I was like, it was hard for me to get you guys, you know, for you to help me. I was like, cause I don't like I go told her, I was like, I don't like help. Like, I can most of the time do it myself. And so she's like, no, I could tell. Yeah. you came in this morning, like ready. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, but it's just, you know, I appreciate your help. And you know, yeah, I'm glad you guys, you know, you guys both knocked it out. You guys did, you know, fucking did awesome. Like, I couldn't ask for, you know, it went smoothly. Everything went great.
Nice.
And so it was like, oh, okay. But it was really hard. It made me realize, like, it's very hard to ask fucking.
Yeah.
You know, but it's okay to, though.
Right.
So if you do find it hard to ask for help, just know it's not a bad thing to do.
Sure.
Or if it's not a bad thing to help someone. And right. You, I mean, it's a learning right. process for
everybody.
We
teach our kids, like, to ask for help. Like, that's the right thing to do. Know when you need help.
But then, you know, what's crazy?
As adults, though, it's
when you're, we tell our kids to ask for help, but when they come
and ask for help,
we don't help them.
Leave me alone.
No, right? Am I right, though? There's times depending on the situation.
Because, like, a lot of times they actually need to do it for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, and not just rely on us. Because, like, there is, you know, learned helplessness where someone won't do it or won't try it on their own because they're just used to somebody doing it.
So JJ, I love the kid, but there's times like that where he'll be like, how do you do that? I'm like, dude, figure it out. Yeah. That's what I'll tell him. I figure it out.
Kids will seek the path.
You know how to freaking do that. Like, don't.
Yeah,
no.
Right. You can figure it out.
Yeah. Are you walking? Yeah. Okay. You can figure it out.
Right. Right.
Just walk two steps.
What were your grades in school? Yeah, you can figure it out.
Yeah. You got arms? Yeah, okay.
Or what are your grades in school? All right, come on over.
Yeah, let me help you.
Come here, little buddy. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, man. But
yeah, that was my question of the week. Really.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That was like something I had wrote down, being open to help.
Yeah.
That was kind of my experience, is to be open for it. Because it's... I don't know, man. It's a fucking...
It's a lot of work in ways because, like you said, like, I know when I was first starting teaching, I taught in special education. I had some paras that I worked with. And so part of the job was to, you know, kind of, like, tell them what to do and all that. And it wasn't easy all the time.
No.
Because there's a lot of times there's a lot happening and you have to be able to think through enough to explain to somebody what you want them to do. Or luckily, you know, usually they were great and just kind of knew what to do. But... Yeah.
No, I was.
It's hard to sometimes tell other people.
It is
to help you.
Well, I'm not like I said, I talk and I don't have the most articulate way of speaking sometimes. And so action for me is kind of more my thing.
Sure.
Let me show you how it's done.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I can't explain it, but me showing you can see that and you'd be like, oh, fuck. Okay.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm a man of action. I don't do the words.
I don't always have. Right. I don't always say, I have a frog in my
throat.
Hello. I think I struggle sometimes to think of the right way to explain something.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a horrible orator in general, but like...
No, you have a very...
Trying to, explain step by step, which is funny because I'm a teacher. I don't know why that is different.
It is, though.
Teaching kids is somehow different, but other adults, it's like... I think I'm too worried that I'm going to sound just like a bossy boss, kind of like...
That's my problem.
Like, I have parents that come in to volunteer, like, if you don't mind, could you do this? And they're... always happy to do it. like they'll ask me like, would you like me to do this then? Like, yeah, if you don't mind. I'm always like, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah,
of
yeah,
just
yeah,
being like,
okay,
you know, yes. You know, some people are just like, yes, do that. And I,
you're I mean, very I can self-aware be of
that
the
way
mm-hmm,
in situations, but when it comes to like, I don't know, I don't want to be a douche, you know? I don't
want to
be
an asshole. Yeah. Be like, I'm the same way.
I don't appreciate you being here. Like, you being here is just nothing to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I would like, appreciate it if you picked your dog shit up.
Yeah. Yeah, I can be very direct, but in those situations, it's like,
yeah,
I got to do it through a text, you know?
I don't want a confrontation.
Man, oh, that guy, that yeah, neighbor, man, I was
ready for him to come to say something to me so I could, like, I already had, I know this podcast is running, but I had this nah, moment where, I don't know if you guys do this, but I'll play out scenarios that don't exist, oh, that yeah, have never happened. But he came at me. He said something a certain way. And I had this great response. I had this whole built up conversation. I was ready for, yes, for that moment. And like, yeah, if he came to me and he said this, I would say this back. Oh, yeah. I got it.
And then he says something else and you're totally thrown for a loop.
Yeah.
That's usually how it works out.
So yeah. I've had that when I'm going to say something to Alicia or something I'll practice in my head. Like, yeah,
look in the mirror.
Talk like, to figure you, it out. Like, I'm like, but then she doesn't say the what I thought she would say. And I'm like, God damn it. I go, you know, and I always joke and I'll laugh. I was like, I had practices. I had in my mind, it sounded so cool.
That wasn't what you said.
Yeah. In my mind, it sounds amazing. I sound Obama-like.
Yeah.
In reality, I sound like Trump probably. Or like Biden, more like. Actually, I sound more like Biden.
I don't know, man. Trump would be a pretty good way to argue. I mean, how do you lose?
No, I'm Biden because I that's how I talk. I talk like Biden.
Yeah.
When I get old, I'm going to sound like Biden. Boy. Guaranteed. We'll be doing this podcast and you're like, yeah, you know, and all those cell phones, right?
I'll just be Trump. Like, I'll just say very few things.
Yeah.
I'll repeat them a lot. Yeah.
Build those walls.
Walls. Good walls. Big walls. We
need
walls
to build walls. Mexico needs to build walls.
Look, we have the best walls. We do.
If the Palestinians only built a wall, you know.
Israel, build a wall.
I know.
Keep them out.
I know. That's crazy.
Exactly. Anyway. If they listened to me, this wouldn't be a problem, let me tell you. It would have been solved a long time ago.
Yeah. It would have never been an issue.
It would have never been a problem. Let me tell you.
All right. All right, you guys, have a fucking awesome week.
Thanks for being here with us. Remember, Magic Mind, you can get 20% off if you go and put in just blended 20 at checkout. All right.
Have a good week.
Take care.